506 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday afternoon. It is hot, and it's just the way it's going to be. Had somebody send a note. Hey, listen, Jeff, it's always been hot in the summer. You're absolutely right. We didn't need no stinking water. Well, I don't know. I grew up living in the city in Philadelphia, so we all had we had hoses. Many of us figured out how to turn the fire hydrants on. I know that there's some going, I don't even understand what that means. Well, in the city, there's nothing to do. I mean, recreation-wise, for the most part. Not entirely, but for the most part. We had so-called neighborhood pools. None of them were very close. None of them were necessarily the greatest. I mean, it was what it was. We were poor, and we lived in the city. But there were fire hydrants every street. And so kids figured out how to turn them on. The water came flying out. We played in there. We burned our feet on the asphalt and all the rest of that. Then the police would come around. The fire department would come around. They would shut the fire hydrants down. And then, I don't know how many years ago, they said, well, rather than just shut them down entirely, because it just kills the water pressure. And then, God forbid, there's a fire. And you say, well, those six idiot kids over there are responsible for this whole street going up in flames. And that's not a good look, right? So they came out with these sprinklers, and they would turn those on. So that was pretty cool. Let me share with you President Trump's post on Truth Social, and then I want to take a listen to a few things. Jason Biaris was on with Rich Herrera this morning on Richmond's Morning News. I'd like to take a listen to some of that. I'd like you to listen to it. Some may have listened to it live. Good for you. If you're not up that early or you haven't listened in a while, I would urge you to listen. I mean, really, that's what I would tell you. I would urge you to listen. But we'll listen to some of it this afternoon. And then we've got some priceless audio on the Iran situation. So here's what President Trump wrote on Truth Social. Iran has officially responded to our obliteration of their nuclear facilities with a very weak response, which we expected and have very effectively countered. There have been 14 missiles fired, 13 were knocked down, and one was, quote, set free because it was headed in a non-threatening direction. I am pleased to report that no Americans were harmed and hardly any damage was done. Most importantly, they've gotten it all out of their system. And there will hopefully be no further hate. I want to thank Iran for giving us early notice, which made it possible for no lives to be lost and nobody to be injured. Perhaps Iran can now proceed to peace and harmony in the region. And I will enthusiastically encourage Israel to do the same. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Donald J. Trump, President of the United States of America. I mean, it is written like it's a memo hanging by the water cooler, right? Hey, stop whizzing on the bathroom floor. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Yeah. All right. Let's take a listen to a few things. Let's start. Let me pull this up here, Germ. Give me one second. Blah, blah, blah. Yada, yada, yada. Doodle, doodle, doodle. Hang on. What? Oh, da, 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 da. Yeah, well. Okay. All righty. Miara's audio. There we go. All right. Let us take a listen to cut number two, talking about some of these addiction numbers.
Well, this is what I first of all saying. The political arena right now, the average American, and you're right, when you talk to everyday Virginians, they live their lives so utterly completely different than what you see even in our newspapers and on our cable news networks. If you watch the cable news networks or you read the op-ed paper, you think that everybody in this world walks around with a red jersey or blue jersey, and they put it on, they just yell at each other. The reality is everyday Americans don't live their life that way. Your average American works with, worships with, or neighbors with people that think differently than they think politically. And that's the beauty of democracy. I remember a wise Marine once told me that if you go to Arlington National Cemetery and you walk among those Stars of Davids and those crosses, there's not an R or a D next to anyone's name. And to never forget that someone who thinks very differently than you politically has given the last full measure of devotion to this remarkable country we call home. We should always be mindful of that. Now, we're going to have differences. We have huge differences in our opinions, But I will tell you one thing that I have been focused on as Attorney General is dealing with and addressing this addiction crisis that we have faced nationwide. And I think it is so critical. And I so often when I speak to groups, because statistically speaking, anytime you speak to a gathering of more than 20 or 30 people, someone in that room has been touched by addiction, either they and themselves personally, or they've had a loved one that is struggling. And I love to tell them, we have a misnomer in our society that asking for help is a sign of weakness. It's not. Asking for help is one of the most beautiful, noblest things you can do. And your friends and your family will be forever grateful that you simply asked for help to beat the cycle of addiction. And the good news is, and one thing I think that is bipartisan as far as the work we've done and we've been recognized, is that Virginia is not top 20, top 10, not number 5. We're the number one state in the entire country in the drop in addiction deaths.
There you go. I love it. I love it. I really do. I think it's so vitally important with what it is that we're trying to do. It is simply, truthfully, honestly about saving some lives. Some of the leaders in this arena have been folks like Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard. You know, Carl Leonard figured out, okay, I have arrested a lot of people when I was on the street as a member of the Chesterfield County Police Department, and I've kind of turned them over. But now what? Now what happens to them? And you saw with Sheriff Leonard the establishment of that HARP program. There was a great piece in the Wall Street Journal the other day all about our beloved Chesterfield County Sheriff. If you haven't read it, I mean, we get the Wall Street Journal. So Heidi actually gave me the hard copy. And it's just great. It's just a great story. And it just talks about some of the many things that Sheriff Leonard has done. But I thought it was so touching to see a national publication like the Wall Street Journal come and visit little old Chesterfield County and talk to Sheriff Leonard and tell everybody across America about it. I was actually a couple of years back, well, 5-6 years ago, because President Trump was actually president at the time. There was an event over at the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Administration, the Richmond District Office. President Trump's then director of drug control policy was there. A really cool guy. And I was thrilled to just be part of it. But he went to great lengths to talk about the great work that Carl Leonard had done even back then. So it's just nice to hear that. And it's nice to hear Attorney General Jason Meares. Jason, as you know, teamed up with our First Lady, Suzanne Yunkin. Right? One of these pills is too many. That's just the case. I know that there are people who look at certain drugs in certain way. Oh, that's not a big deal. This is a big deal. Look, I've never been a drug guy. So for me, it you know, I just don't get all of it. But here's what I can tell you. As a human being, if somebody has that dependence on whatever the substance is, and it is screwing up your life, and it is the motivating factor for doing bad things and hurting the rest of us, then I got news for you. I want to help you get off that, whatever that substance is. That's all. And maybe it's selfish because I don't want you breaking into my house. I don't want you hurting my family. Or maybe there is a part of me that says, well, I do care about you. Whatever it is, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what your motivation is, so long as you're actually doing something to help. It'd be nice to have the second one. You're going, yeah, I really do want to help, but even if your motivation is simply to make sure that people are not repeating their crimes so that you're not victimized, that's okay too. I think it's okay. So anyway, congratulations to Jason Meares for doing that throughout these past 4 years. God willing, he's going to be returned to office. And it was nice to hear some of that. If you missed Rich's conversation with the Commonwealth of Virginia Attorney General Jason Meares, what I would urge you to do is head on over to newsradiowrva.com, newsradiowrva.com. You can listen to the conversations in full over there. We're going to listen to some of the comments made about Iran. And some of them, it's going to give you the heads up now. There's going to be a lot of coffee sipping that goes into this because you're going to hear them. And if you have not swallowed, you're going to spit that coffee all over your laptop or your windshield, and you don't want to do that. 516, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 521, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. All right, quick reminder of the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. All right, I'll get to a couple of good texts that are coming in. Some of them are very, very good. And then, well, you got a couple of crazy people that I'm telling you every single day. Every single day, from early in the morning till late in the day, they write on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. And they hate everything that is said on the air, on the station. I know, I just keep thinking to myself, good. I mean, you're paying very close attention, which is lovely. Please, you're listening all day. That's great. The most important part, obviously, listen between 3 and 6 in the afternoon. And you can hate every second of it. I'm cool with that. I am not here to get elected to office, as I have said many, many times. I have zero interest in politics. I hate politics. It's like a necessary evil. But Scott Jennings is the only reason that anyone ever should watch CNN. Why? Because he is able to bring down all of these pompous blowhards with one or two sentences. And, well, it's CNN. I am going to advise you. Hang on. Oh, man, I got a whole page of these things coming up. Hold on. You may just want to put your drink elsewhere because you're going to have to sip before all of these. Cut number one, please.
This, of course, is splitting both parties. We touched on yours, Scott. But Sochi, Congressman Josh Gottheimer posted this on X. He says this, quote, "Tonight, the United States took critical and decisive action to protect America. This is not a Democratic or Republican issue. Dealing with the Iranian threat is central to America's national security. The world is safer because of the actions of our brave service members." How widespread do you think the sentiment is going to be? I mean, historically, there's been a lot of support for Israel in the Democratic Party. Absolutely. That has been, you know, quite different since, you know, in recent months. But how far do you think that goes?
So I think that there are a lot of questions that are being raised by Congress right now. And the reason that they're being raised is because normally you would need congressional approval for something like this. And I know that my friend here is laughing a little bit, but I will say,
I will covered Congress for a long time, but they gave a lot of that away.
In order for the president to take action without congressional approval, he needed to show that there was a real true threat to the United States and that the strike would not cause escalation. The problem with this is that normally you would have a group of lawyers from all across the agencies that actually would make these determinations. Trump did away with that at the beginning of this administration. So it's unclear what type of legal advice Trump was getting. Department of Defense usually puts out a statement and says what the legality is of any strike that the president is taking without congressional action. Here, we have not heard from DOD what is happening there. So what will be critical in the weeks to come is Congress must see the underlying intelligence about how they were indirect threat and how the U.S. needed to respond without congressional approval. But as of right now, I have not seen that.
You're arguing that after 46 years of the Iranian regime killing Americans, threatening Americans, saying over and over and over again, death to America, that maybe they were just didn't mean it, that they're fiery but mostly peaceful Iranian butchers? I mean, I don't understand.
Oh, yeah, you know, mostly peaceful lunatics. Well, unbelievable. Unbelievable. Let me... There's so much more to come, and we're going to squeeze all of it in if we can. I do want to remind you about WRVA.com. That's where you're going to go and take a listen. Jimmy Galliano, a retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, joined us earlier today, 3:35 to be exact. But you're thinking, wait a minute, Jeff, I wasn't here at 3:35. Not to worry about it. you head on over to WRBA.com, and you will be able to listen to my conversation with Jimmy, because Jimmy really did give us the lay of the land when we talk about some of these so-called sleeper cells and things of that sort. So we'll do that. Again, you have the opportunity. I urge you to take it. You go to WRBA.com. Check out Rich in the Morning. We got some really good stuff going on these days. And I just always encourage people to check it out. That's all. 526, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 536, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday, and it is hot, although it is cooling off. I mean, may want to grab a sweater. We're down to 97 at the moment. It's 100 or better just about every day this week, and then you put the heat index in there, which apparently is a thing, and it's going to feel like 110. Wow. Ken says, Jeff. Actually calls me Mr. Katz. Oh, come on, Ken. It's just Jeff. You may have to remove the hard drive and connect it to another working computer to recover your files. All right. Okay. Well, okay. 804 says, Jeff, your computer is just having a bootload issue. It's actually not a big deal. I could fix it or get it to boot, whatever you'd like to do, but believe me, buddy, it is no big deal. Okay. There are a lot of people telling me that, and I am really, really grateful that they're telling me that, and I sure hope that it's completely and totally true. And I will keep you apprised. I promise you. I promise you. I want to take us all to school. Well, actually, I just want Maggie Brennan from I don't even know. Is she CBS, ABC, NBC, Pravda? I don't know. Whatever it is that she does. She does some talking head show on Sundays, and she's like the main talking head. But the last couple of shows, I don't know why they're still inviting people from the White House. Why they're still inviting people from Team Trump? Because they just mop the floor with her. And well, but here's another one, and it's Secretary of State Marco Rubio. This is cut number 10.
So this mission was a very precise mission. It had three objectives, three nuclear sites. It was not attack on Iran. It was not an attack on the Iranian people. This wasn't a regime change move. This was designed to degrade and or destroy three nuclear sites related to their nuclear weaponization ambitions. And that was delivered on yesterday. What happens next will now depend on what Iran chooses to do next. If they choose the path of diplomacy, we're ready. We can do a deal that's good for them, the Iranian people, and good for the world. Yeah. If they choose another route, then there'll be consequences for that.
Let me follow up on a phrase you just word, weaponization ambitions. Are you saying there that the United States did not see intelligence that the Supreme Leader had ordered weaponization?
That's irrelevant. I see that question being asked in the media. That's an irrelevant question.
No, they had everything they need to build a weapon. That is the key point in U.S. intelligence assessment. You know
no,
that.
No, it's not.
Yes, it was.
No, it's
that
not.
The political decision had not been made.
Well, I know that better than you know that, and I know that that's not the case.
But I'm asking you whether the order was given.
And the people who say that, it doesn't matter if the order was given. They have everything they need to build nuclear weapons. Why would you bury things in a mountain 300 feet under the ground?
Right.
Why do they have 60% enriched uranium? You don't need 60% enriched uranium. The only countries in the world that have uranium at 60% are countries that have nuclear weapons. Because
right.
They can quickly make it 90. They have all the elements. They have. Why do they have a space program? Is Iran going to go to the moon? No. They're trying to build an ICBM.
No, but so that's a question of intent. And you know in the intelligence assessment that it was that Iran wanted to be a threshold state.
How do you know
and
what
use
the intelligence
this
assessment
leverage.
Says?
I'm talking about the public March
says?
Assessment. And that's why I was asking you if you know something
well,
more
that,
from
but
March.
But that's also
if
an inaccurate representation
given.
Of it. That's an accurate representation of it. That's not how intelligence is read. That's not how intelligence is used. Here's what the whole world knows. Now, forget about intelligence. What the IAEA knows. They are enriching uranium well beyond anything you need for a civil nuclear program. So why would you enrich uranium at 60%?
Right.
If you don't intend to one day use it to take it to 90 and build a weapon?
Right.
Why are you developing ICBMs? Why do you have 8,000 short-range missiles and 2,000 to 3,000 long mid-range missiles that you continue to develop? Why do you do all these things? They
Understood.
Have everything they need for a nuclear weapon. They
okay.
have the delivery mechanisms. They have the enrichment capability. They have the highly enriched uranium that is stored.
Yes.
That's all we need to see.
Right. Well, and
especially
that,
in
so
the hands of a regime that's already involved in terrorism and proxies and all kinds of things around. They are the source of all
yes,
instability
and no one's
in the
disputing,
Middle East.
No one's disputing that. I'm not doing that here. And they were censured at the IAEA for that enrichment and for violating their non-proliferation agreements. I was simply asking if we had intelligence that there was an order to weaponize, because you said weaponization ambitions.
Well, we
which
have intelligence that they have
they
everything they
it.
Need to build a nuclear
Got
weapon,
it.
And that's more than enough.
Okay.
Oh, poor Maggie. She is such a dolt, isn't she? And I keep asking myself, is she actually saying anything that is originating in her head, or is she simply regurgitating things that she's hearing in her earpiece?
Yeah, exactly.
No, that's exactly correct. Here's what I think. Just a behind-the-scenes thing. Now, remember, I used to be a CNN regular. This is 1,000 years ago, so don't get all excited. But every other Friday, I was on whatever the morning show was at that time on CNN. And I just know. I'm just telling you that a lot of the producers on these shows have an agenda. But they also, I mean, we know that, but they also decide they don't like people. And they'll put people. Oh yeah, they will. They'll put people in positions that are not complimentary. So I'm wondering if this Maggie Brennan has just pissed somebody there, and they're just feeding her stuff that they know she's going to be embarrassed by, and she's just maybe not bright enough to not do it. I don't know. I'm just throwing some stuff out there, see if anything sticks. And if it does stick, we're going to need a magical drill tip on a bomb. NBC, again, allegedly a big-time impressive news outlet, has somebody on there who believes that the Bunker Buster bombs had a special magical drill. Cut number 3.
The fact that the president says that this main site was successfully hit, it could only be successfully destroyed by those ordinances that you are referring to, and in a way they're not only bombs, they're actually almost like drill tips that are able to penetrate deep in the ground and then at a predetermined distance or depth detonate. Mm-hmm. What are the possibilities
exactly.
that any other ordnance could have been used?
Very high.
Wrong, but thank you very much. Thank you for playing our little game, and we have some lovely parting gifts for you. I got nothing else to say on it. No, I really don't. What else are you going to say? All right, well, here, what about CNN? All right, we'll go back to CNN for just a little bit. It pained them, I think, to talk about the strikes. Cut number 2.
It was interesting you were saying that this is like the capstone military strike of the post-October 7th era. And Sabrina, you were pointing out 25-minute operation for 75 strikes. So it was designed for impact. Unfortunately, we don't know what that impact is. What are you looking for going forward?
It was an incredibly complex operation. I mean, you cannot deny the professionalism of our military when it came to this operation. I think there's a lot to be determined, and the battle damage assessment is ongoing on how effective these strikes were. Essentially, what's going to happen over the next few days is different intelligence agencies across the administration are going to be looking for chatter to see what people are talking about, how damaged things are. And then, of course, there's the human sources, either on the ground or all around the world, that they'll be getting collection from. I think it's still too early to tell, but to say that some of these facilities have been severely damaged, I think that is accurate, and that's what you heard from the chairman yesterday.
Oh, okay. They did you hear him? They legitimately actually had to say, well, you know, it worked. Well, I mean, we don't know how well it worked. Maybe it didn't really work all that well. But, you know, at least for now, it's, you know. Well, okay, you can't deny that, but Trump still stinks. Okay. They can't give it up. They can't give it up. You know who's in that camp right now, I think? Now, I haven't listened. And I, with all due respect, I have zero intention of listening, well, anytime in the foreseeable future. But my friend Howard Gutman, I think, has just lost his ever-loving mind. I love Howard. I really do. As a human being, he's aces. He's salt of the earth. He's a mensch. But he's a lunatic as well. And his hatred for Donald Trump is just off the charts. So that's the big complaint I get from people. They're like, yeah, I don't listen to him anymore. I was tuning in for In the Garage, and I forgot to change the station. And the next thing you know, I'm getting yelled at. And, well, all right. I don't know. I do wish him well, though. I do. In his future endeavors related to President Trump, which I think will be nil, zero, none. 545, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 551, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. You know, the only traffic person that we get comments on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140, is that news traffic lady right there, with Samantha Stone. Sharon Stone? No, Miss Stone, the Stone lady. Yeah. And we get really great ones. Everybody loves her, does a great job. Now, we do get one or two comments. Who's the other one, Jer? Miss XYZ or something? Or, I don't know, something like the ABC? She's not a big hit. What can I tell you? 804 says, Jeff, I think I heard over the weekend 100-plus Marine grads yell in unison, kill them all. Yeah. You know what's interesting is that our strikes and the Israeli strikes on Iran have been so precision. No civilians targeted, no civilian buildings targeted. The only thing were the weaponry, those nuclear facilities. That was the mission. That was the mission. It's funny as well when we hear about, quote, regime change. Secretary of State Marco Rubio smartened up that Maggie What's-Her-Face over there on TV and said, well, you know, it's not about regime change. This is about stopping the crazy people who run Iran from having a nuclear weapon. That's all. And those crazy people are getting to be fewer and fewer and fewer. It's a death cult. And I guess in many ways, Israel especially has done them a favor. They're all shouting about how... they're cool with death, so, well, there you go. Here's a dose of it. There's an opportunity in Iran right now. There really is. I mean, the Persian people have been so industrious throughout the centuries. And Iran, let me tell you something. Iran, prior to the revolution 46 years ago, was a thriving, prosperous, free nation. And by Middle East standards, especially free, even though the Shah, I mean, was royalty. Women were able to do anything they wanted to do. They can't do it now. God forbid you've got a woman walking down the street and somebody sees her hair. Somebody will come along and beat her to death. And you're gay? I mean, I don't care. But not something you want to advertise if for some reason you find yourself in Iran. All sorts of things. I mean, Jews in Iran, forget about it. There's still a handful of Jews left. And as I understand it, they're almost all in hiding at this point. But prior to the revolution, there was a thriving Jewish community in Israel. In Iran. And there was great connection between Iran and Israel. Great connection. Again, the Persian people and the Jewish people in the Middle East have been together, working together, friendly, all the rest of that, for millennia. So I personally am hoping that this will signal a change in Iran overall. And I do thank President Trump for having the testicular fortitude necessary to say, move them out, boys. Let's take that stuff out. Now let's get back to the other stuff we were doing. I see great hope. Tomorrow, we'll talk about all of this with Congressman John McGuire. Looking forward to chatting with him. He will be coming, actually, from a briefing on this very matter, so hopefully there will be something he can share. We're going to have some great ideas for your Independence Day get-together. My friends Tom and TJ from Tom Leonard's Farmers Market are going to join us tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. do yourself a favor, listen to Rich Herrera in Richmond's Morning News, and go over to WRVA.com. Listen to this show, every part of it, in case you missed it or just want to share it with your friends. Have a fantastic evening. Stay cool. Stay hydrated. God willing, you and I get the chance to do it all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.